Good to see you again. Well, we're going to carry on through our wee series that we're doing. We're getting there, aren't we? We're getting there. Can anyone remember what letter we're on now? What have we got to? Come on, there has to be more hands. Come on. P, no. We're even further than P. Not quite W yet. Not quite as far as that. Yeah, you. Ah, you. So what would you, what is you? What you for? A for? A for umbrella. What else? What would you be for? Anything. Could be anything. Oh, unchanging. Good one. Not that though. Ah, a for, or you for uniform, you for unicorn. You. Ah, okay. So this is the next letter. And today we're going to look at, God is not, he is unchanging, but it is the word understanding. Understanding. Quite a long word, isn't it? But that's the word that we're going to look at for God today. So God is understanding, or God understands us. He understands each and every one of us here today. Isn't that amazing? So this is a really exciting one. This is an amazing one. If we look at what God is like. And to help us, we're going to look at a verse in the Bible, just as we always try to do. And this is actually two verses in Psalm, in the book of the Psalms. And this is what it says. As a father, or a daddy, shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows their frame. He remembers that we are dust. And so this verse is going to help us this morning. So it tells us in Psalms that God looks down on us with incredible love and understanding. He knows what we're like, just as I said there. He knows what each and every one of us are like. And that verse says that he remembers that we are dust. Dust. That's a bit strange. Are we dust? Yeah, shaking your head, nodding your head. What's that talking about? Do you remember, Ethan? Amazing. I was hoping someone would get that. Good lad. So, do you remember right back at the very, very beginning of the Bible, God, what did God do? He created. We looked at that, didn't we? God is creator. God created the whole earth. And he made, what was the first man called again? Adam. He made Adam out of the dust, out of the dust of the ground. And so that's what we're referring to up there, or we were. So God is creator, yeah? But because God made each and every one of us, he also then understands us. He remembers what we are like. And God loves us and is compassionate towards us. He knows also that we aren't like him. So all the way through our series, we've been looking at what God is like. And we've looked at the fact that he's creator, he's almighty, he's sovereign. He is provider. He's all these different things. But he also knows that we aren't that. That we aren't like that. We are just very weak. We can't really do much. We're all very special. We're all very unique. But we're nothing like God. We're nothing like the creator and the most amazing God that we've been learning about. We are the opposite. And we actually can't then do anything without God. So he looks at us, looks on us with compassion, and he loves us, and he cares for us, and he helps us every single day. And that's very like what our mummies and our daddies would do for us each day, isn't it? I wonder if you can think, just for a minute, even today, how on earth we would have got here today without our mummies and daddies. Can you imagine the state we'd be in without mum and dad? Do you think that, or have a wee think, what kind of things does mum and dad help you with on a daily basis? Hands up. What kind of things does mum and dad help you with on a daily basis? Homework, good one. Feed, yep, excellent. So they make your meals and they put it on a nice plate and they probably even cut it up for you into tiny little pieces so you can eat it. Yeah, that. Huh? Read, yep, they'll maybe read things for you to help you. You know me? Tidy, yeah, they do. They tidy up all the mess that you've made, probably. Anyone else? Ethan? Put your clothes, yep, probably. Some of us that are even quite young, maybe you need a help to get your clothes on in the morning, or when you've made a mess, you need to make a change of clothes because you're all dirty or you've spilt all your food all over you. Hannah, did you have one? Could you remember? Keep you clean, yeah. So maybe put a bib on you when you're eating, or put an apron on when you're painting. All these things, yeah. Definitely. I was thinking of things like Leah? Jigsaws, yeah, things like that, definitely, yeah. There's all sorts of things. So getting dressed, we've said, what about crossing the road? Sometimes we don't know how to cross the road on our own. We have to be with our mums and dads to do that. Or even tying our shoelaces. Who can tie their own shoelaces? Good, who can't? Who can't tie their shoelaces yet? It's quite tricky, isn't it? Yeah. It's quite tricky. So you've maybe got some straps instead of shoelaces to help you. Yeah. That's right. So, can you imagine if your mum and dad hadn't helped you or haven't helped you today? Can you imagine the state we'd be in? Probably some of us wouldn't have had breakfast yet. Maybe someone's probably eating a chocolate biscuit for breakfast instead of cereal and fruit. Maybe some of us haven't even got our clothes on. Probably got your pants on your head. You're all over the place without your mum and dad, aren't you? Yeah. I don't know what Leah would be like if we hadn't helped her this morning. Eh? So just like a mum and dad wouldn't ask you to do something that you couldn't manage, God is the same. God is the same. He doesn't leave us to manage on our own. He understands us. He understands what we need. And like a dad shows compassion to his children, like it says in the verse, he understands. God understands what we need. And he does what's best for us. So, God is understanding. He understands each and every one of us this morning. Isn't that amazing? That is amazing. Another reason that God is incredible. So, shall we just say a wee prayer and just thank God for that? Yeah? Will we close our eyes and say a prayer? Let's do that. God in heaven, as we come before you this morning, we just want to praise you that you do understand us. Lord, we thank you that you've made each and every one of us unique and as you intended. But Lord, you also understand us. You know us. You know us completely. And you know our needs. You know exactly what we need each and every minute of every day. And we thank you, Lord, that you do show compassion to us when that is the last thing that we deserve. And so we pray that you would help us to remember that as we go into our week. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.